Texas will now require facilities that hold ammonium nitrate to meet new requirements in a move legislators believe will prevent events like the deadly explosion in the city of West 2 years ago. On Monday, Governor Greg Abbott signed into law House Bill 942, which, among other things, bars facilities from storing ammonium nitrate with any non-fertilizer materials and requires that the chemical be stored at least 30 feet away from combustible materials. West Mayor Tommy Muschka says the legislation goes a long way, but it's not as preventative as it could be.
The only way to be 100% is for the product to be manufactured differently, so it's not explosive.
Since the April 17th explosion at the West Fertilizer Company that left 15 dead and injured hundreds more, different proposals have been introduced, but gained little traction under a legislature that's largely conservative and anti-regulatory. However, HB 942, according to its sponsor, Senator Brian Birdwell, a Republican from Granbury, doesn't overreach. Here's Birdwell during the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Economic Development earlier this month.
To be clear, this is not a new regulatory scheme. HB 924 simply codifies existing regulations regarding reporting of hazardous chemicals. These are existing regulations which 100% of ammonium nitrate storage facilities in this state are currently required to be in compliance, with which they have to be in compliance.
The bill, authored by Kyle Casal, a Republican from College Station, moves regulation from the Department of State Health Services to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. It also allows the state fire marshal to inspect facilities, gives local fire departments access to the facility to perform a pre-fire planning assessment, and requires any hazardous conditions to be corrected within 10 days. Muschka, who testified during the Senate committee in favor of the bill, believes that the next step is to create communication between inspectors and manufacturers.
Without that cooperation between the manufacturers and the state and the inspectors, then you might as well have a blind person inspecting these plants, because they don't know. You know, the people that know this product are the people that make this product.
With KWBU News, I'm Carlos Morales.